Chapter 2. When he came to, Sam was lying in a hospital bed. His arms and legs were strapped down. A machine to his left showed his vitals, the charts and numbers updating in real time. Sensors were adhered to his chest and forehead. He felt a slight pinch on his right hand. He looked down and found an IV snaking away, a clear tube with a piece of tape over it. Beside him, a nurse sat on a metal chair, dressed in blue scrubs, reading a digital paper. He looked up and tapped a button on his chest.
Timestamp. Subject is awake and appears alert.
Sam felt like his mouth was full of sawdust. He fought through it, forcing the words out.
Where am I?
Post-arrest medical observation at Absalom City Police, Central Station.
Why?
Before the nurse could answer, the door opened, and a man and a woman walked in, both dressed in suits, gold and silver police badges clipped at their waists.
"Dr. Anderson," the woman said. "I'm Detective Billings. This is my partner, Detective Holloway. How do you feel?"
"Very confused. Not very happy."
Billings made no reaction.
"You were issued 3 requests to comply, which you refused. You were subsequently restrained in accordance with the standardized arrest protocol, which protects law enforcement personnel and ensures all subjects of arrests are treated uniformly, regardless of..."
"Why am I here?"
"Dr. Anderson, you're under arrest for the murder of Dr. Nora Thomas."
Out of his peripheral vision, Sam saw his pulse number on the machine skyrocket. He opened his mouth to speak, but no words came. Billings held up her arm and tapped a smartwatch. A woman's voice spoke loudly.
"You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be provided for you. Do you understand the rights that have just been read to you?"
Sam lay there, still in shock.
"Dr. Anderson?" Billings asked.
Nora was dead. That was Sam's first thought. How was his second thought? She had been murdered. It was impossible. Who would murder Nora? Someone protesting Absalom? If so, were the other Absalom scientists in danger? Company personnel? His family?
"Dr. Anderson."
His gaze drifted back to the woman.
"Do you understand the rights that have been read to you?"
"Yes," he muttered.
"With these rights in mind, do you wish to speak to me?"
"You better believe I want to speak with you. I want some answers."
"So do we, Doctor. We're just here to find the truth."
"How..."
Sam began, but his mind spun, unable to form a question. A million of them fought a war in his brain, none emerging on top. Billings reached inside her jacket and took out an e-ink tablet slightly bigger than her hand.
"Dr. Nora Thomas was found dead at her residence this morning at 7:13 a.m. after a friend she was scheduled to exercise with reported seeing blood and a motionless body inside her home."
Sam shook his head, still in disbelief. Billings pressed on.
"Dr. Anderson, when was the last time you saw Dr. Thomas?"
Sam tried to force the words out, but it was as if his mind wouldn't connect to his mouth. Billings cut her eyes to her partner. The gray-haired man spoke slowly, his voice deep and calm, a sharp contrast to the tension in the room.
"We know you visited Dr. Thomas last night."
Sam stared at the man. He felt his heart hammering in his chest. Detective Holloway shrugged.
"We have the city surveillance camera recordings."
He paused, waiting, but Sam said nothing.
"We know you and your daughter Adeline arrived at Dr. Thomas's home at 9:06 p.m. and left at approximately 9:43 p.m. We're pretty sure Dr. Thomas was killed toward the end of that window."
"Impossible," Sam whispered.
Billings cleared her throat.
"Dr. Anderson, were you engaged in a romantic relationship with Dr. Thomas?"
Sam's heart beat even faster. This was wrong. A setup.
The nurse stared at the medical monitor, watching the numbers ticking up like a countdown to an explosion. The two detectives glanced in Sam's direction, but not directly at him, as if he had three heads and they were looking at the ones beside him. Sam swallowed and forced the word out.
Yes.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about that? Holloway asked.
Sam shook his head. The sedation drugs were wearing off. His head was finally starting to clear. In the cemetery, the drones hadn't just called out his name. They'd called out for Adeline as well.
Where's my daughter?
Holloway held his hands up. She's in a post-arrest interview room. Don't worry, she's fine.
Why'd you arrest her?
The same reason we arrested you, Billings said. Sam sat up and tried to raise his arms, but the restraints caught. An alarm on the machine next to him blared.
Billings took a step closer.
Relax, Dr. Anderson.
Before he could respond, the door flew open and Sam's longtime friend and colleague, Elliot Lucas, barged in. Close behind was Tom Morris, the chief counsel for the company they co-founded, Absalom Sciences. Tom spoke over the sound of the alarm.
Don't say another word, Sam.
Elliot eyed the detectives.
Why is he strapped down?
Protocol.
Tom pointed at Sam.
I want my client released from police custody right now.
Billings shook her head.
That's not possible.
Why? Tom asked. Billings didn't flinch.
Dr. Anderson is being held on a murder charge, which is subject to Absalom. As I'm sure you know, pretrial bail is not allowed for Absalom-eligible crimes. The risk of flight and risk to the community is too great.
A silence stretched out in the room. Billings glanced at Elliot and Tom.
Gentlemen, I'm going to have to ask you to leave the room.
Tom's eyes bulged.
On the contrary, detective, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. I'm this man's attorney, and he doesn't have to speak to you. I want Dr. Anderson moved to a comfortable room where we can talk in private.
Billings nodded to the nurse, who stepped closer to Sam and eyed him. Dr. Anderson, do you feel you're a danger to yourself or others?
No.
The nurse pointed to the band around Sam's right wrist.
You're required to wear this medical monitor and locator device at all times. Tampering with it or trying to remove it is a felony. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
The nurse tapped the button on his shirt.
Timestamp. Subject is cleared to be held outside of medical observation.